2. Royal Palace, City of Telisburg, Kingdom of Caris. "So you're certain it was deliberately set?" King Caleb asked grimly. He and Merlin sat in comfortable chairs in the sitting room of the king's personal suite in Telisburg Palace, and Merlin's black and gold uniform smelled of smoke. No, actually it reeked of smoke, Caleb corrected himself, which wasn't all that surprising. Despite the fireman's best efforts, the entire block around the Royal College had burned along with it, and after he'd handed Mocklin over to the half-squad of the guard which Caleb had sent in his wake by more conventional methods, Merlin had been deeply involved in trying to save what could be saved. "Yes," Merlin sighed and rubbed his mustachios, which seemed a little singed on one side. "I'm certain it was. The buildings were tinderboxes stuffed full of kindling, but they wouldn't have gone up that quickly without some help. I'd say the fire started in at least 4 or 5 places simultaneously, probably from burning lanterns thrown in through the ground floor windows." He shook his head. "Those savants of your father's didn't even have bars on the windows, for God's sake. Talk about babes in a boat." "I know." Caleb ran the fingers of both hands through his dark hair, then shook his own head half helplessly. "I know, but Father was never able to convince them that anybody could possibly hate them just because they insisted on asking questions." "Well, I'd say they're convinced now," Merlin replied. "And I should have seen this coming. I should have been keeping a closer eye on them, especially after what almost happened to Michael, because Mocklin's right. We've just finished losing an enormous stockpile of knowledge and information. I told him it could be recreated, and probably it can, or a lot of it at any rate. But we've lost years of lead time, Caleb. It would be hard for me to think of any other target they could have attacked, aside from Michael, of course, which would have hurt us equally badly." "I know," Caleb repeated yet again. "But don't feel too badly about not having seen it coming ahead of time. Not even your visions," he grinned crookedly at Merlin, "can see everything. We're going to be surprised more than once before this is over, so we might as well start getting used to it now. And at least you were able to get there. And please note that I am not asking how in time to save Dr. Mocklin. That's a huge blessing right there." Merlin nodded, although he still looked distinctly unhappy with himself, and then Caleb's nostrils flared as he inhaled deeply. "And while we're busy looking for silver linings, there's not going to be any more nonsense about where their precious college is going to be located from now on either. I want them inside these walls, and I want bodyguards assigned to every member of the faculty, and to their families, whether they want them or not."
"That's going to be a lot of bodyguards," Merlin observed mildly.
"Do you disagree?" Caleb challenged.
"I didn't say that. I only said it was going to be a lot of bodyguards, and it is. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably a very good idea, at least for the faculty members and their immediate families. But you're going to have to draw a line somewhere, Caleb. Right now, I suspect these temple loyalists are still trying to make a point, to convince all of us that the schism was a terrible mistake we should undo as quickly as possible. But they're going to get even more violent as they begin to realize how irrelevant their message is as far as most of your subjects are concerned. The more isolated they become, the more powerless they feel, the more likely they are to do things like tonight. And once it truly begins sinking in that they aren't going to change enough minds to matter, no matter what they do, they're going to go looking for ways to punish people, not for ways that might simply frighten them into heeding the true will of God. Which means that, sooner or later, you're going to reach a point at which you simply can't provide bodyguards for all of their likely targets."
"Then what should I do instead?"
Merlin felt certain Caleb would not have let any of his other advisors hear that particular note of frustration and semi-despair.
"Go ahead and take Benjamin's advice and start arresting people on suspicion?"
Crack down on anyone who disagrees with me? Prove I'm some sort of tyrant, intent on usurping the church's rightful authority for purely selfish reasons of my own? I didn't say that either, Merlin replied gently. I only said there are limits, which is true. And the corollary of that, whether we like it or not, is that we simply can't protect everyone. You just said it yourself, Caleb. There are going to be more incidents like tonight, and eventually people are going to get killed when they happen. You're going to have to accept that. And you're going to have to decide whether or not trying to limit the damage justifies resorting to repression after all.